Hi, hello. How are you? Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever time it is you are listening to this. Remember how I did that like super great episode on like the American Revolution and like July 4th and it was like amazing. I thought I would do something kind of fun like that and look up. And again, this is going to be like in that episode, a very brief history on Thanksgiving. Because, like, I was reading that and I went, wow, this was way deeper than I thought. That's what he said. I don't know. But I did like brief little highlights because I grew up in Massachusetts. And it was always suggested that, like the Pilgrims, the Native Americans, they hit the rock and like, yay, kumbaya. And it was like, it's not. It's really not. And then I did put out a question on Instagram and I got like two fucking responses. And then I also said, like, if you don't answer, and then I bash your favorite Thanksgiving side dish and call it disgusting, which I 100% will do. And you're like, why didn't you say this? Because I didn't get a response. So your opinion does not matter. If I ask for it, I want to know. So I can be like, yeah, great. That's cool. If you don't give me one, I don't care. But let's get going. So, Thanksgiving, it is celebrated around the world in many different countries. I focused on Canada and then obviously the United States. Because I feel like those are the two countries that celebrate it, obviously, very similarly. And probably how most people, when you think of Thanksgiving, celebrate it. So, Thanksgiving is celebrated on the second Monday in October in Canada. And usually that falls on the what used to be Christopher Columbus Day. But is Indigenous People Day in the United States. And it falls on the 4th November in the United States. Usually it's about 4 weeks before Christmas. And I will get into it. It has changed many a times for many reasons. But let's go way back. It started with prayers of thanks and special Thanksgiving ceremonies. And they were common after like the first big harvest in the fall. And going back to the English tradition, and it dates all the way back to the Protestant Reformation. Now you're going to get a brief history on the Protestant Reformation, and I would gladly deep dive into this if you wanted to, because it relates to a very strategic time in history that I personally love. So the Protestant Reformation was a theological movement in Western Christianity in the 16th century Europe, mainly like the Germanic parts of Europe and then England specifically. It caused a lot of religious and political challenges to the papacy and the authority of the Catholic Church. And this guy known as Martin Luther. No, not Martin Luther King Jr. He is an African American in the United States in the 1960s. I'm talking about Martin Luther in 1517. Big difference. Now, not to confuse people, when you hear 16th century, 17th century, 18th century, they are technically 100 years ahead. So when I say 16th century, I mean the 1500s. The 17th century, the 1600s, because Jesus was born in the year of zero. And that would be the first century. It can get confusing, and I apologize if I go back and forth between saying 1600 and the 17th century. I apologize now. So Martin Luther came out with his 95 theses in 1517. And this caused a big old hoopla. He was eventually excommunicated by Pope Leo X in 1521. And what led to that was the Gutenberg printing press being invented around the same time, and it helped spread his, I guess you could say, gospel, his word on the Reformation and Protestantism, which led to, I don't know if you've ever heard this name before, but like Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII. Henry VIII, this is going to be super brief history. Henry VIII, King of England, was married to a woman, Catherine of Aragon, nobility, Spanish nobility, Catholic. They were like number one in the Pope's eyes. Catholic. And his wife there wasn't producing any male heirs because he thought it was a woman's fault when we as women didn't give birth to men, when it's, you know, the men that decide all that. We won't get into biology. And he was looking for like a way out. He was like, yo, Pope, you want to like grant me like a divorce? And the Pope's like, why? He's like, I slept with my brother's wife. And that's like wrong. The Bible even says it, bro. And it, we'll never know. But Catherine's like, I never slept with, you know, your brother, my first husband. That never happened. He, you know, we were like 16 virgins. It wasn't, it didn't happen. That's, so it's fine. And the Pope like agreed with her, but the Pope also kind of like gave Henry an out, saying you can't divorce her, but if you have any male heirs with some of your side pieces, we'll like legitimize it and it's fine. And Henry was like, that's not what I want, bro. So he was having multiple affairs with multiple people. There was a woman before Anne Boleyn, Mary Boleyn. And if you're thinking, whoa, Kelly, is that her? It was. It was her sister. And allegedly, he had a Mary had two children, a son and a daughter. Allegedly, they were Henry VIII's. Again, we'll never know. Allegedly, they were her husband. At the time, he had already had a male heir, Henry Fitzroy. And he was granted nobility. Not prince, but he was granted nobility. But he lost interest in Mary, saw Anne, and said, that's the one for me. And she was the one that introduced Martin Luther and Protestantism, and the English Reformation began. It declared that Henry would be head of the church. There's no longer a pope or a religious head. The monarch of the time is the head of the Church of England. And so he was like, let's fucking do this. And he did it. He divorced Catherine in the eyes of his church, in the eyes of the Catholic Church. He is, I cannot remember the term, but he now has multiple wives, because in the Catholic Church, they're like, bro, you're still married to her. And he will remain married to Catherine of Aragon until she dies many years later. He marries Anne because he can, and the English Reformation has begun. In 1536, in the Catholic Church, there are 95 religious holidays plus 52 Sundays. And in the Church of England, it got reduced to 27, and then the Lord's Day. And the Lord's Day is Sunday, where people go to church and whatever they do in church. And then there is Christmas and Easter. And then they replaced the day of fasting and a day, and some holidays replaced with a day of fasting and the day of Thanksgiving. The day was to be set aside for public worship in Thanksgiving for events believed to signal God's mercy and favor. And one particular in English history, which again relates back to Henry VIII, specifically his second wife, the first queen, he also hated, Anne Boleyn. He, you know, chopped her head off because she did not. It's kind of muddy watered. She didn't produce a male heir because, like, Henry's like, the fuck, bitch. And allegedly, she, like, slept with her husband. It's a whole big thing. There are podcasts already out there, but I would also be willing to do it for you and like recap it. The Spanish Armada, when the Spanish, Catherine's family, his first wife, tried to invade England via the Channel and they failed, like, miserably. So that would be a day that would be celebrated. Now we're going to move on to the Canadian part of Thanksgiving. And again, this is very brief. You can look it up online. How it came to be for Canada and when they celebrate it. So in Canada, one moment that some people think started Thanksgiving was back in 1578, the voyage of Martin Frobisher from England to the search of the Northwest Passage. Or this one, to me, seems to make more sense. I'm not from Canada, but this one makes more sense to me. Or it was when French settlers who came to New France in the 17th century to celebrate a successful harvest. That one seems to make more sense with me because it relates to the harvest. And it just, it falls in that, you know, autumn, fall era. Another reason why Thanksgiving got bigger in Canada was as settlers arrived in Nova Scotia from the New England area after the late 1700s autumn, a Thanksgiving celebration became more common. And then more traditions and foods and other ideas were introduced when more Irish immigrants came, Scottish immigrants, and German immigrants came. And then more of the U.S. aspects were incorporated as citizens fled from the United States during kind of the beginnings of the whispers of the American Revolution. And that is probably the more loyalist side that wanted to stay with the crown. They went to Canada. And then in 1859, the government of the provinces of Canada declared a Thanksgiving Day. But it wasn't until January 31st, 1957, that the Canadian Parliament specifically picked a day and changed it to the second Monday of October. And again, in America, that would be, and some people are going to be mad that I say it, Indigenous People Day. That's what we refer to it now. Don't like it? Get over it. Not my problem. Now to the United States one. It was very, I didn't realize that there was so much to this. I thought it was going to be, and I should have known, the American Revolution. You could definitely briefly go over that. Again, you can go and find it online. I did not dive into the Native American side of it because people think they got along like super well. They didn't. Murder and other stuff happened. But I might do that as an episode like next week. Do that side because I found a very interesting website as I was reading it. So on to the United States. One of the first documented similar Thanksgiving-esque celebrations came about in 1619 in now what is the Commonwealth of Virginia.